Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are out live today up Northern Michigan area territory. We are in Bel Air, Michigan. We're at Shanty Creek, and we're hanging out today and tomorrow.
Yeah, just outside Traverse City.
Yeah.
A little bit south of where I lived for a long time when I got out of the NFL up at Petoskey. It's a great area. Obviously, it's very much unlike Southeast Michigan because there's we're at the golf course here, but it's heavily wooded. We got a look at Bel Air Lake. It's a beautiful view. And I got to thinking on the way up, because I love the drive. Once you get north of, what is it, Saginaw, Flint area, all of a sudden it feels like there's three stages to the state of Michigan, right? There's the southern port part, and then once you get, some people will say West Branch, but I think it happens even further south of that. But once you get north of Saginaw, it feels like a completely different state. Once you cross the bridge, Heather, I know you do this all the time.
Yeah.
It feels like it's a completely different world as well. But this is kind of the first time we've taken a road trip. Now, we didn't drive up together.
That would have been fun.
It would have been. If we didn't have different things that we had to get to on Friday on our way back, we could have stopped at some sites along the way.
We could have.
Maybe Bronner's. Maybe Bronner's. Yeah. Maybe we would have stopped on the way up, but it got me to thinking about some of the road trips that I've taken throughout my life and how much fun they are. Whether it was before I had kids and it was just, hey, a bunch of dudes going fishing, or with the kids and we've got the camper, the boat, and we're going on a road trip. What is the best road trip that you've been on? Because there's a great feeling when you leave your driveway knowing you're going on a road trip.
And what makes a great road trip?
Yes.
248-539-9797.
Yeah, and on Twitch it says the road trip would have been great, just not in the EV.
You guys could have all fit.
Well, he didn't drive the EV.
No, because it wouldn't have made it.
They have a charger here, by the way. I didn't realize that.
Yes, I actually parked right next to it just because.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's actually nobody in the EV spots.
I don't think anybody will be there.
Yeah, we would have had to stop along the way to supercharge.
To push it.
Supercharge. To push it.
Yes. Yes. Would you have made Heather and I push, or would you have shown a little chivalry?
Well, yeah,
Heather
would go behind the wheel. You and I would be able to push it further.
Yeah.
Hey.
I think we could I might disagree with that. I might choose to have Heather push with me versus you.
Rude. Mean. Unnecessary. So you've done a bunch of these road trips.
Yeah, I've done a bunch of road trips. And, I mean, before, ones without the kids, you know, I've taken off. We did an Eric Church concert at Ford Field. The next morning, left from there, drove up through the UP, went up through the Sioux, Northeast Canada, the place I talked about before with all the mosquitoes and everything, and spent a week to 8 days fishing. And I love the car ride almost as much as I love, you know, being there, because it's the conversations that you have in the car that that you're going to have with the guys that you don't have with the family. It's the stops that you make and the stupid jokes that you have. It's somebody, you know, who's, you know, got an issue and, you know, I'm not talking about, issues in your life. No one cares about those on a road trip. It is, you know, someone has a bowel issue and drops a bomb in the car and you're going to make you walk, all of those different things. But it's all of those things that happen spontaneously on a road trip.
That was the word I was going to use. That is what makes a great road trip. It has to be spontaneous. You have a loose plan. We're going to go from A to B. But along the way, and even when we get there, we're just kind of figuring it out.
Yeah.
Like for me, it would have been post-college. Mm-hmm. We had one friend who moved away to Blacksburg, Virginia. Mm-hmm. So we did the trip from West Michigan, where most of us were home-based. Got the rental car, loaded her up, stops along the way. We get to the town. We're bar hopping. We're at a Waffle House. You make no plans. You just go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on a lot of road trips.
Yeah.
Obviously, just driving to the UP, most of my road trips are within Michigan. But I think some of the best road trips probably happened in college or right after college or even in high school, mm-hmm. end of high school when you're going up north. You just pack the car with your friends and you're, like you said, it's you just kind of drive. You got snacks. It's all about the snacks, the music, and the people. It's been a long time since I've done a road trip, if you consider this road trip, by yourself. Like, it was an interesting drive, this 3.5 hour drive up here by yourself. I didn't enjoy it nearly as much.
How did you feel it?
A lot of music and snacks. The same thing, but I had no conversation, so I was singing to myself. Or like, I was getting tired, actually, so I was like, stay awake.
Yeah, I downloaded an audiobook.
Did you?
Yeah, SEAL Team 6. So I was watching. I was listening to that one on the way up. But it was kind of one of those things too, where I'm like, you know what, I want to stop for a cup of coffee, so I just stop. Probably not something I would do with the kids.
You know where I almost stopped? A cemetery.
We passed a bunch of them.
We did, and they looked enticing.
Just to look at the headstones,
Look for baby name for baby number three.
Yeah. Look for, yes.
That's not on the way, by the way.
Yep, yep. Gertrude. All right.
No, Gertie.
Beatrice is beautiful.
Marge. Large Marge. Okay. Anyway, yeah, we don't have to get off on that topic. But we'd love to hear from you. Like, we're on a road trip, first road trip that we've had as a show. What are some of the great road trips that you've had and some of the spontaneous stops along the way? 248-539-9797.
Most important thing for a road trip on the ticket tax, good vehicle, good people. You got to be able to get there.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck in a car with someone that you don't really want to be around.
It's true.
That makes a terrible road trip.
Takes a, what is it, 5 or 10 hour drive and makes it feel like a 20-hour drive.
20-hour drive, yeah. And that's a great thing about a road trip, too, is like I mentioned the drive. If you are having conversation, and sometimes it's just no conversation, but you're just enjoying the company of the people you're with, it takes that 10-hour drive and it makes it feel like it was half as long.
Flies by. You're not officially up north till you cross the Zilwaukee Bridge. We crossed it on the way up here.
Yes, we did. Yep.
Those of us who have visited Bronner's know this.
Yes.
How many billboards do you think there are? Because I counted at least 6 Bronner's billboards.
You know what? I didn't even think about it until I got to the Birch Run exit, and I thought, man, we should have scheduled a meeting at Bronner's just to take a show pick. But we actually have somebody in the local area on hold right now. Let's go to
Santa?
Adam. Santa, is that you? Adam in Frankenmuth. Good morning, Adam. How you doing?
Good morning, my friends. How are you? I'm on my way to umpire some good old softball today, so it's going to be a good weekend.
Where are you going?
Davison, Michigan. Davison. Not a big road trip.
All right.
But the road trip I'm talking about, my brother was fortunate enough to get drafted by the Tigers, was traded for Brad Ausmus. Well, his first start was in Round Rock, and me and my buddy, you know, I was 21 at the time, and I was a young buck. We loaded up an S10. We put a mattress in the back, and both of us took an S10 from Frankenmuth all the way down to Austin, Texas.
Wow.
My buddy, he's sleeping in the back, and when we get into Dallas and we hit a traffic jam and this semi honks and wakes him right out, and I'm looking in the mirror, and it might have been the funniest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. Probably wasn't the safest move, but we stopped along the way, you know, and hit some places. But it was one heck of a road trip I'll never forget.
Adam, I don't want to get off topic here, but are you going? You're in Davison. Are you going to Abernathy Regional Park?
You know I am, sir.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I will see you there over the weekend because my daughter is actually on her way up right now. She's got an 8 o'clock start. Actually, she's probably there. So you're going to be umping. She's in a 14U bracket.
Yep, I have 14U today. I might have her today.
She's at 8 and 9:30. She plays for the Firecrackers, so we'll take all the calls we can get.
Absolutely. Hey, I like Michigan tickets.
This is bribery. This is stuff.
Hey, that's
absolutely
all right.
Absolutely not.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, and we're hosting the Ohio State game this year. So if they're good, hey, you might be able to make something happen.
Hey, I will see you this week. I will see you this weekend, guys. Thank you, man. Love you guys. Love listening to you.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks, Adam. Drive safe.
Easily bought. All right, Matt and Flint, wrap us up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up? So I work for Google, so I travel for my job a lot. I had to travel to Orlando to pick up a vehicle and then drive it to California, which is a very long way. But I took a lot of back roads, so I was able to see a lot of towns and just, like, beautiful scenery. And it was great. I had a great time just taking my time seeing the country. That's my favorite road trip. It's not exciting, but I got to see a lot of the country.
But you're hitting on something big, too. We said what makes a great road trip? Not being in a hurry.
Yeah.
And it's also funny because I'm being sent to West Branch Wednesday because I have to map the area over there. Because I drive the Google car with the camera on it, and we, you know, take pictures of the streets. So I'm actually going to be in West Branch for like 2 weeks starting next week.
What has been so everybody sees the Google car, and then all of a sudden, like they think they're on camera, they want to do something. Have you witnessed anybody do something just because they think they're going to be on Google Earth?
Yes, my very first day, I was mapping in Ann Arbor, and there was these three girls, and you can just imagine what they did. And of course, they didn't make it on camera, but it made me happy. So.
Well said.
Oh my God.
Hey John, that's go blue, amazing. Man. Yeah.
Go blue. Go
Thanks
blue.
For the phone call and the story.
Yeah.
Heather, you were joking, but you were like, did they flash?
The flash, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Guessing that's what they did.
And there you go.
Yes. We'll take your ticket text, your calls.
We got two Grand Slam. We got Dear John. We got AJ Hinch at 802. We're having a blast. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel, because nothing says summer fun like adding excitement to the game while your friends and yourself are getting sunburned at the beach. Summer sports are calling your name. Maybe it's baseball under the stadium lights, golf on a pristine green fairway, or soccer matches with world-class goals. All the action-packed moments in between. You are going to spend the day all day at your favorite, you know, watching your favorite sports on your phone. So why not make it more thrilling with FanDuel? Open the app today to see the daily promotions. There's something new every single day. And if you're new to FanDuel, new customers can bet just $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Open the FanDuel app today, or you can visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit. That's FanDuel. .com/971Detroit to get started. You must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now in trouble. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Heather with the news.
Oh, yeah. Well, after 6 years in business, there's a restaurant in Royal Oak that's closing its doors for good. Pinky's Rooftop Lounge will be open through Saturday, June 28th. And then, like I said, it's going to be gone.
Good
doors
riddance.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
R.I.P.
Awful service. It's a great location. It's a rooftop bar right in downtown Royal Oak. Awful service. And it's very, John, you'd hate it. It's like designed for sorority girls' Instagrams. They need to do something better with the space.
Oh. I've never actually seen it. I mean, I read about it.
Yeah.
We went when we first moved here to check it out one more time to give it a chance.
Was
you
it really just
forever.
The service?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
But it's a great location.
Mm-hmm. Well, then something else will
take
its
place.
I'm
excited. Something could be better there.
Yeah, they didn't give a reasoning for the closure, but perhaps it just
wasn't
doing that well. A former Oakland County teacher has been charged for having a sexual relationship with a student. The 26-year-old former Oakside Prep Academy teacher allegedly engaged in this sexual relationship with a 16-year-old student in 2023. And this teacher, she decided to go and tell another teacher what she was up to. And that other teacher went and told authorities. That's how she was caught. The teacher was charged with third-degree criminal sexual conduct, which is punishable by up to 15 years in prison. Oh, the fan who taunted Arizona Diamondbacks Ketel Marte yelling something about his late mother during Tuesday night's game has been banned indefinitely from every single MLB ballpark. Good. He can never go and attend a game anywhere. We don't know what he was yelling, what his heckle was, what he was taunting him, but it actually brought Marte to tears.
Yeah.
It, that whatever he was saying was powerful enough to bring this man to tears, very emotional. His mother did pass away in a car accident in 2017 in the Dominican Republic. And sources say, you know, we don't know what he said, but the manager heard and he was like, you got to get this guy out. He's got to be ejected. And he was. Afterward, he was remorseful. He did say, you know what, I'm sorry, I did cross the line. So, hey, it's almost time to play the two grand slam. So give us a call, 248-539-9797. Your chance to win $2,000. Hey, listen to this. A U.S. sprinter experienced a wardrobe malfunction during a race on Tuesday and exposed himself live on air.
Oh.
Yeah, he was running the 400-meter hurdles.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It just fell out?
Well, the short slipped up a little bit higher on the left side. And yes, everything slipped out. So he was running.
He didn't get stuck on a hurdle, did he?
No. Oh. In fact, he won the race, so it didn't slow him down. But you could see him running. Adjusting,
well, you
jumping.
Want to know why he won the race. He's being extra cautious down there. He made it get high in the air.
Very embarrassed. He hasn't discussed the incident, but I'm sure
at some point he's
going
to have to.
Yeah. No shock here, you guys. We spend a ton of time on our phones, especially in the bathroom when we're sitting on the toilet. There's a new study that reveals Americans scroll on their phones on the toilet for 49 hours every year. That's just over 2 full days each year. And Gen Z.
More.
They're always on their phones. They're scrolling social media, streaming videos, responding to messages, and some of them even take video calls.
Okay, that's too much.
Whoa. They take video calls while they're...
Yes, indeed. And most of us admit that we just hang out in the bathroom a little bit longer to whether just finish a video we're watching, scroll a little longer.
Yeah. I won't even take an audio call.
No. Well, of course, I'm not taking any call, but we're all using our phone in the bathroom. Right?
I've definitely taken a call.
What's the alternative? Sit there and with your own thoughts?
Colin, I'll talk to Colin. Sure, why not?
If there's an emergency, I don't know. I know.
The bad part about this is, though, is doctors are warning everyone, you need to treat your phone like your hands because we're not cleaning our screens after we're in the bathroom. And they say phones harbor more bacteria than toilet seats. So. Mm. Remember that the next time you got your phone plastered to your face.
After our Stoney experience, can you imagine what his phone...
I can't get over that.
It's haunting stuff.
It really was haunting. Yeah. That's the right word, without a doubt. Let's give away some money.
Let's do it.
All right, this is going to be fun. We've already set the bar high because when John took the two grand slam, he got all of them right. So we're hoping our contestant can do the same. The rules are simple. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Contestant's going to get $2,000 if they get them all right.
The contestant is Brian in Huntington Woods. Good morning, Brian.
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing great.
All right. You excited to be on the two grand slam?
Yeah, ready to win a little bit of money.
Let's do it. All right, Brian, I'm going to start right now, and your time is going to begin. If you don't know one, say pass, and we'll get back to it if there's enough time. Here we go. Who wears jersey number 31 for the Detroit Tigers?
Riley Green.
Who is the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions?
Pass.
What day of the week is the 4th of July on this year?
Friday.
Eastern Michigan University is located in this city.
Ypsilanti.
The Rocket Mortgage Classic is played at this golf course.
Pass.
Alex Anzalone played for the NFL on this team before the Lions.
New Orleans Saints.
This artist had the 2015 hit Can't Feel My Face.
Oh, come on, pass.
What is the nickname of Ball State University?
Ball State. Cardinals.
This team won the President's Trophy in the NHL this past season.
Florida.
We got you with 5.
Not bad, Brian.
No, that's a pretty good showing.
And you didn't even get to number 10. So 5 out of 9.
5 out of 9.
You sound disappointed.
Yeah, you're batting over 500.
I'm disappointed. Usually get 8 or 9. You know,
Well, when that clock is ticking on your phone, it's a little bit different, isn't it?
It's much more difficult playing it than listening, no doubt about it.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, good job, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Stay on hold.
We'll put you on hold. $125 for 5 correct answers.
Two Grand Slam is brought to you by Femininity Law.
John, you want to go through this? Because you aced it.
I did. And the one that
surprised.
He slipped up on the end, I don't remember why I remembered it. But
I didn't think there's any world that you would know that the Winnipeg Jets had the President's Trophy.
Well, a little pat on my back. Not a hockey guy, but I did get that. And, again, it was one of those things that just kind of stuck out in my mind because it was either something you said or something we said on the show, and it just kind of stuck with me. But, yeah, so I was able to get that one. But let's go from one down. He got Riley Green, wears number 31 for the Detroit Tigers, did not get Calvin Shepard as the defensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. The 4th of July is on Friday this year. That'll be next week, a week from tomorrow. Eastern Michigan is in Ypsilanti. The Detroit Golf Club, that's where the Rocket Mortgage Classic is going to be played. Alex Anzalone played for the Saints before he came to the Lions. Can't feel my face.
What do you call him?
2015. That's the jockstrap guy. I mean, that's the relationship I have with his music is I can't unsee the Super Bowl halftime. And so it was the weekend. Ball State is the Cardinals. He got that one.
Would we have accepted Testicle Tech as a nickname?
that's the one thing that comes to mind every time. Which actually I probably would have been disqualified because it's the first thing I said.
Oh.
I said it jokingly. And then I went to the Cardinals. And then the last one, the President's Trophy, which he did not get with the NHL last season, was the Winnipeg Jets.
Your next chance to win with us, 7:25 on Tuesday. 2 Grand Slam on Tuesdays and Thursdays, just like Dear John every Thursday. We'll get to that coming up next. AJ Hinch at 8:02. It's 97.1.
Hey, you wait for summer all year long, and it's that feeling of freedom, trading work for sunshine and getting back to what you love. Summer is all about making memories. At Verizon, we're celebrating you. You deserve to kick summer off feeling refreshed, connected, and ready for anything. This year, summer starts early with incredible value only at Verizon. Amplify your summer with amazing deals on the latest phones, smartwatches, and accessories to keep you connected wherever you go. Verizon has you covered with the network America relies on. And to make that summer feeling even sweeter, just for walking in, you'll receive free summer essentials. That's right. Simply visit any Verizon location across the country and pick up your complimentary summer goodie, our way of saying thanks. But don't wait. These in-store freebies are only available through June 30th or while supplies last. So before you hit the beach or fire up that grill, make your first stop your nearest Verizon store in Detroit today. Discover amazing deals, get connected on the network you can trust, and grab your free summer essential. That's Verizon.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
A man of unquestioned integrity, John Jansen, will
thank you.
Solve the problems of the people. You can send yours in, dearjohnjansen@gmail.com. The conversations today, neighbor's Airbnb, sleeping with my wife, setting up friends, and a road.
I have no idea what that's about.
And rodent problems.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to all of it. We'll start with the neighbor with the Airbnb. Dear John, my neighbors have recently started renting out their home on the weekends as an Airbnb. They leave town for vacations or whatever. Random people show up. They're blasting their music, inviting over people. It's a party almost every other week. I don't want to be a Karen and call the police on the dang kids and their music. How do I handle the situation?
Well, it depends on the time of it all. If it's, you know, before 10 o'clock, and if you have children, if it's a... This is an issue. It's something that you have to discuss with your neighbors. Now, they have all the right in the world to rent their house out. It sounds like it would be at a place that, you know, would be fun to rent out,
a destination.
But there needs to be a matter of respect, and there needs to be some house rules. And if it's, hey, if it's happening after 10, maybe even 10:30 at night, yeah, there needs to be a discussion about how loud the music is. And if that discussion with the owners doesn't go well or doesn't solve the issue, then it does require a phone call at some point. If they're keeping you up to all hours of the night and it's party central, like that's an unlivable situation.
Yeah, communication is key.
Yeah.
Have a conversation with your neighbor. They can maybe contact Airbnb because there are rules with Airbnb about parties, about noise, about music, or walk over there and politely. That normally doesn't go well when somebody tells you don't do something. They want to do something even more. But I do think open communication is the right thing.
Yeah. Walking over while the renters are there, they're going to be like, yeah, okay, thanks a lot. But yeah,
I know.
Please
turn that
home.
Up just a little more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it is about the communication.
Yep. All right. The next one. This is the sleeping with my wife topic.
Oh.
Dear John, and honestly, Heather, too.
Okay.
Interesting. My wife and I have one son who is 5 years old. We put him to bed in his own room, but most nights he comes in during the night and wants to sleep with us. My wife caves every time. How old is too old for our child to be sleeping in the same room as us? How do you handle it?
It's not going to last forever. And when it no longer is, in the moment, there may be some, you may not want it. But when it's all done, you're going to look back and be like, I wish I had some of those times back where your son or your daughter gets in and they snuggle up next to you. And yeah, you may lose a little bit of sleep. Maybe you get a hard time going back to sleep. But the kids will decide. They're not going to be coming into your room forever.
Oh,
so enjoy the moments that you do have, because when they're gone, it's just they're gone. You're never going to get those moments back.
That is true. I've never had an experience with this yet because my kids have been great sleepers and they've been in their own room basically since birth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love the idea of my child sleeping in bed with me. However, if they've been sleeping well in their own room and she or he comes in, maybe they've had a nightmare or something happens, I will welcome them into the bedroom, let them sleep in there. But I think if it goes on too long, you got to suck it up and just deal with a couple nights of crying and getting them back into their room. I'm a big believer they should be in their own room.
They didn't write to me. This does feel excessive at 5 years old every single night. A nightmare, I kind of feel like there's a grace period.
Yeah, I don't know. But now on my fifth, it's not going to last forever. And when it's done, it's done. And I think about those moments now that Lucy is now entering her second year of college. Mm-hmm. Ruby is going to be a freshman at college next year. Ellie and Jack, obviously, they're at an age where they're not going to do it. You miss those moments, so enjoy them while they last. It won't last forever, and like I said, when it's done, it's done, and you'll look back fondly on those moments. In the moment, in the heat of the moment, it's not gonna feel great. But
developmentally, is there any harm to
no.
the kid to be like, hey, you gotta learn how to sleep in
not.
Your own bed?
No.
Well, okay, but let's take it to the extreme. They said how old? If you're 12 and you're still sleeping in mommy and daddy's bed, like,
that's a problem.
Yeah,
but
five,
not,
no issues.
I don't love it. Okay. I would not have, it's not acceptable to me every night, but every once in a while it would be fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Next one is setting up friends. Dear John, I have a good friend who's currently single. He's in shape, good sense of humor, said no trouble picking up women, but just hasn't found the right one.
Mm-hmm.
His relationships typically fizzle out on his end. He said he wants to get more established in his career before he settles down. Anyway, a girl at the gym just got out of a relationship with a loser guy, and I think they would be compatible. Same age, in each other's leagues. I worry that if it backfires...
In each other's appropriate hotness.
Right. Says, I worry if it backfires, it impacts my friendship with either or both. Is it better to just stay out of other people's love lives?
I'm of the mindset that, I'd stay out of it. However, it doesn't have to impact your relationship with either party if it doesn't work out. And it could be one of those things where, I mean, again, some of it depends on how it ends. But I don't think if both of them are adults, they're not going to look at you and say, well, you're the reason.
And they weren't in the same friend group before.
To begin with, yeah.
They hung out separately. So if it doesn't work out, it's not really impacting your friend group, your tight circle. I say, I mean, at least mention, hey, there's a girl at the gym you might, I think you'd be a great fit with. I think that's, you should definitely do that.
And I think it's refreshing in today's world where everything is on the apps and a lot of people are frustrated with the apps. The idea that someone might be able to help you out, extend an olive branch, connect you.
Yeah.
I'd be
don't
more
be afraid of what could go wrong. What if it goes right?
Right. And, I mean, it could be huge, too. Like you mentioned, like everything is so, feels so impersonal these days where it's swipe left, swipe right, whatever, whichever way you're going. But when you have the opportunity to have somebody that says, hey, I know this individual.
Right.
They seem like a good guy. And I know this girl. She seems very nice as well. You might hit it off, and maybe you don't. But it's up to the pair. If it doesn't work out, it's not on the individual that set them out.
So, like, I met Kelsey on the app, so I know it can work. But I hear from people who go, this is like landmines everywhere. The idea that someone would vet someone for you be a great service.
Have you guys ever been set up like that? Like a friend's hooking you up with somebody, like, hey, go meet this girl. She's great.
No.
I had once a parent at the school I used to teach at.
Oh, yeah?
He was like, hey, I know someone you should. So it was like a blind date, and it was one blind date, and it
did not
that
go
bad?
Well.
It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't.
You guys weren't
very
compatible.
Good. No.
Were they as advertised? Was he in your league?
That's a no.
No, he wasn't. Yeah. Well,
hey. I'm joking. He was fine. Just wasn't for me. All right, the next one. Rat plot problem. Dear John, my cat brought in a rat yesterday. May have been from a catio. Not a mouse, but this big, brown, hairy rat. And I'm out of town, and my wife is terrified. Should she stay with friends, and I'll deal with it when I get back in a couple days? What's the best way to flush it out? Or, because it's a rat, should I call a professional? How should I solve this problem, and how much should I spend?
It's an opportunity. Yeah, I mean, if she wants to stay with friends, yes. If she wants to stay in a hotel, hey, set her up at a nice hotel. If you're going to be gone, maybe it's a hotel with a spa. Make it a nice weekend for her. Spend a little money. Just let her enjoy it while the rat problem is taken care of. You hire somebody to come in. If you can't take care of it yourself, then yes, you hire somebody, come on in, and make sure that they can come back to dispose of the rat as well. So when you get home, you don't have to do it. But you could have done it yourself as well. And I'm not saying you, anyone in particular.
Whoever wrote this in.
Whoever sent this in. But there are rat traps that you can set. There's a lot of things that you could take care of this yourself.
Sounds like he had a time constraint, though, that it didn't have a lot of time to catch that rat.
It's a simple trip to the hardware store.
It is.
Set up some traps, leave. And it's actually the perfect way to do it because you could put those traps around the house. Your wife doesn't have to worry about walking downstairs and seeing a dead rat in a trap. Just spend a little bit of money, set her up at a hotel. If she wants to go spend the weekend with friends, then do that.
That's really nice. I mean, I might see a rat when I get home.
Just to get taken out of the house in a hotel.
Go get a hotel, Heather.
Uh-huh.
You're fine.
Yes.
You just text Colin. Rat problem.
Yeah, I think I need a hotel room.
I've checked in at the hotel.
Sorry, you keep the kids. Yeah. I'll go. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that person may or may not have been on their way to Shanty Creek and may or may not have had to handle the situation on the fly. I think your advice is great.
We'll get an update on the rat issue soon.
Today, I hope. This morning, hope so, maybe, when she comes downstairs and sees that dead rat in a trap.
Uh-huh.
We'd love to put this behind us.
Yes.
Or, hypothetically, in this situation, if it came up, you'd love to put this behind you.
Yes, quickly as possible.
Dear John, you can send him in, dearjohnjanson@gmail.com. It's 97.1.
Hey, you know, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it is personal. And the same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Feminino steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who is going to make it personal. That someone is David Feminino. I've mentioned his slogan. He talks about it. It's get David, get paid. It's not just a slogan. It's a promise from him to take care of you. So if you or someone you know has been injured, tell them to call David Feminino at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Tigers shut out yesterday. Try to win the series 1-10 today against the Athletics. A.J. Hinch at 8:02. We'll get some of the thoughts from the Tiger manager. Jack Flaherty, John. I know we were making a big deal about trying to get him back. Mixed bag. Walked 4. costly in that inning where he gave up the straightaway center field homer. Did have seven strikeouts. Velo's up. He was getting some swing and miss. Somewhere between the Cubs start and his lousy start to start before, that was somewhere in the middle.
It was a quality start. And, I mean, you would expect with the way that this team has been offensively, you know, been consistent throughout the course of the year for the most part, that if your starter only gives up three runs and you only give up three runs throughout the course of the game, that at some point you're going to score more than them and should come away with a win. But I think for where the Tigers are right now and looking at, as we discussed, right, who's your number two in the rotation? When are they going to get Reese Olson back? What's Casey Mize going to be? I was encouraged by what I saw, just the nuts and bolts, what I saw from Jack Flaherty yesterday.
Got some ticket texts on Dear John, and then I was told I needed to get your reaction to something Deontay Johnson said.
Oh.
Wide receiver, NFL, kind of bounced around a little bit last year. He's with Cleveland now. We need to get your, in the moment, reaction to those quotes from yesterday. First, the reactions to Dear John. Ticket texters, 248-539-9797. Some towns and cities prohibit renting your house as an Airbnb in the ordinance.
Yeah.
Might not even be allowed to do it that way.
Ordinances or homeowners associations.
Yep. I agree with John. My son is 8, and he'll still come to sleep in our bed occasionally. Our bed is not big, and I get shoulder pains because of trying to snuggle her. Mom will put her back in her bed if she wakes her, but I'm a sucker.
Yeah.
I'll even have to go sleep on the couch sometimes. I want my babies to feel like it's okay to climb into our bed.
I mean, I agree. It's eventually they won't do it. And
but 8 years old, don't you have to grow up a little bit?
But once in a while, it is okay. It's the kids that are constantly, like, that's their night. Like, I go to sleep in mom and dad's bed. I'm not a fan of that.
Right, no, and it's different if they will only go to sleep in your bed.
Right.
It's different if it's occasionally coming in to your room. Maybe they did have a nightmare. Maybe they heard a noise. Maybe there was something that was going on. I always wanted my kids to feel safe coming to see me and not that they were going to get, you know, chastised for doing that. So
Texter says, I highly recommend you stop letting your kids sleep with you ASAP. My aunt and uncle let their daughter sleep with them from the time she was really little. Fast forward 18 years, she still can't sleep anywhere else.
Oh, you stop.
That's
oh, you
extreme.
Stop that. That's,
well,
that's
I,
wild.
I sleep anywhere else. Like, she can only sleep at home or
cannot sleep anywhere else. I don't know.
Yeah.
In bed with mom and dad.
Daddy's bed. Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
Not at 18. Mm-mm. No, that's a little awkward.
Yeah, that's incredibly
Gotta
awkward.
Got to do some sleep training at 18 years old.
Yes.
Awkward.
Yes. I mean, moving out of the house.
Cry it
not
out.
Just out of the
cry
bed.
Cry it out. You'll be fine.
Yes.
I met my wife on a blind date. I'm 45. She's 30. We hit it off from day one. Signed,
hey.
Chad.
There you go.
Success
yep.
stories.
Mm-hmm.
I never dated during the time of the worldwide interwebs, so setting people up feels normal. My mother set me up with a younger coworker, and we've been married 28 years.
There you go.
This is how it used to be.
Mm-hmm. And you kind of, when it happens, my wife and I weren't set up, but we met through friends.
Okay.
And you kind of always, you know, this is from a perspective of when it did work out, you always have that conversation of who was there when you met. Doug was there, Doug Karsh.
Yeah.
Some former Michigan football players that maybe didn't play at the same time, but there's always that connection. And so you kind of always have that conversation the rest of your life. And when you start talking about the moments that you met, it's all part of the story.
Did the cat bring a live rat in the house and let it go, and now it's running around, or was it dead?
Oh, no. Live cat. Live cat, yes. Live rat came in
so
and
my wife
took off.
Watched the cat bring it in from our catio. She told the story to me when I got off the air yesterday that he jumped from the top of the catio and pounced on this rat and
attack
obviously
mode.
Attacked it to the degree where it was incapacitated or it was easy enough for him to put in his mouth. Climbed all the way back up the catio and presented it as a gift. Kelsey ran out of the house. She was out of the house when I showed up. And I'm thinking, well, maybe it's dead. I'll just scoop it up. No, it was very much alive. And when I started picking up the modules of the sofa, we sprang it free and it started running. And so did the cat. And now I'm in the corner rooting for the cat. Get him. Go for it. You got this. And he ended up in our Lazy Susan where that's the last we've saw. Last we've seen of that rat. It was a brown,
yes.
hairy rat.
And you forgot the aspect of shovel on shoulder.
Yeah, like Elmer Fudd walking around the house.
It's ready to scoop.
Looking for
or
wats.
Take a swing. Was there enough room there for if it came out that you were going to be able to take a swing?
Yeah, I would have. I mean, they moved quickly. I would have tried.
Sure.
Because the alternative is what we're living now, which is hell, that there is a rat somewhere in the house.
She is.
Fair. I get a conveniently timed trip to Shanty Creek while this poor woman is now in the home with the rat and
this
the guard
happens.
Cat.
To us all the time, right? And I don't leave very often, but when I leave for a game, that's when something like this happens.
Yeah.
You have, like, on a daily basis, right? Hey, you go to the, you come to the studio, you go home, everything is as it should be.
It's a routine.
Nothing ever happens.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, the day that you're supposed to leave, this is when all things always go wrong with the house or with something going on when you are supposed to leave.
I thought your advice was great. I did tell her, if you need a hotel because you can't sleep, get a hotel. I'll be back, and I'll take over the shift from there. Yes. I would hope these traps have done their thing by a couple 48 hours.
They will.
All right. Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
So
you guys have teased me with this. I have no idea what
You were not allowed to look this up
because
Evan Jenkins said, we got to get John Jansen's live reaction. And Evan's doing double duty. He's
Where's Deontay Johnson now? He's in Cleveland, right?
Okay. But he was in Baltimore briefly last year, and it didn't go well.
He's been in Pittsburgh. Isn't that where he started? I guess it doesn't matter.
Pittsburgh, Carolina, Baltimore, and now Cleveland.
Okay.
And last year he had some issues with his participation in Baltimore. Quote, I wasn't getting into, like, no run plays, no passing plays, no nothing. It was cold. I'm on the sideline standing there, just going to the heater and back and forth, waiting for my name to be called. End of the third, go into the fourth. They're like, Tay, we need you. I'm like, nah, I don't think that's a good idea for me. I was already thinking about my legs. I don't want to go out there and put bad stuff on film. It's not that I didn't want to go into the game, but leading up to this point, I had already been through so much. Deontay Johnson also said he was checked out mentally, John.
So they asked him to go into the game, and he said no?
Yes.
Get him off the team. I don't want that guy to be a part of my team at all. This is ridiculous. And it was because he didn't play until the third quarter?
Fourth quarter?
I don't care. I mean, this blows my mind. It blows my mind that he's even on a roster now. That's a huge character flaw.
Huge red flag.
And if I got to imagine coaches are going to talk and, you know, general managers are going to talk. This is probably not a secret in NFL circles. If this happens, why is he making it public? Why is he even saying this out loud?
It's a great question. He was on a podcast, the Sport and Suits podcast, saying he was checked out mentally because he had not played before the team asked him to enter in the fourth quarter.
Problem there, checked out mentally. He's active. Of the 53 guys, he is active. If you are active, you could go in the first quarter, first play. You could go in last quarter, last play. And if they need you to go in and make a play, you better know what the circumstances are. If he's checked out mentally and he decides to go in, what's the down and distance? Are we up? Are we down? What's going on? If you're checked out mentally, you can't even if you wanted to go in and perform like you need to for your team.
And by the way, it shouldn't matter. You should show up as a professional if the team's bad. He was on a good team. He was playing in Baltimore. They don't have four or five elite receivers. The idea that you might make a big catch in that fourth quarter to help your team win or earn more playing time the next week in a playoff game down the road somewhere, you're on a good team. You shouldn't need any extra motivation.
This is a guy with a bad attitude, and you don't need – that's a cancer in the locker room. And, I mean, so correct me if I'm wrong, right? He's been in Pittsburgh. He's been in Baltimore. He's now in Cleveland. He played at Toledo. So he's never been in a warm weather team. Now, I know, you start the season and it's warm, but by the end of the year, in Toledo, he's played in cold weather, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. This is not new to him. You know how to stay warm. You know how to stay ready.
This will be his fifth team in two seasons. 2023, he was in Pittsburgh. 2024, Carolina, Baltimore, and Houston briefly at the end. And now –
Guys are available for a reason, and sometimes it's just financial. Other times there are character flaws. This is a huge red flag for any team that he is on.
Get to AJ Hinch after the update. Reminder, we have an event coming up in July. It's our middle school combine at the Corner Ballpark, the old Tiger Stadium site. You want information, 971theticket.com, DetroitPal.org/events. fifth through eighth graders, combine style, cool prizes. Get registered. The event is coming up in July, July 16th. It's 97.1.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.